Thanks, Kristen. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time. Now that Badger football season has started, we're hearing reports of extreme binge drinking.
Students with soaring blood alcohol levels are being picked up by police outside the football stadium, sent to detox, even though alcohol isn't sold there at Camp Randall.
This led Christian Schneider to write an op-ed for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this weekend in support of Wisconsin lowering its drinking age.
We want to hear what you think about this idea at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you think Wisconsin should lower its drinking age? Why or why not? Do you think lowering the drinking age would help get rid of the college drinking culture, the youth drinking culture? 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Christian Schneider joins us now. Christian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So was it this big college binge drinking you've been reading about that led you to tackle the drinking age issue?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I had been thinking about. It almost sounds crazy to talk about now, since we're so used to the 21 drinking age. But, you know, back in the 1980s, this was actually a pretty huge issue, and most people were against raising the age up to 21. So, but yeah, these last, slate of, you'll find, I guess last week they found two women around the stadium that blew over a .30. One of them was passed out and could have died unless somebody had called the 911. And it just seems like just last this week, as a matter of fact, twice as many students were arrested for underage drinking as were the week before. So that has forced a lot of college university presidents to think, there's got to be a better way to do this. I mean, we're forcing these people out of bars where there's actually supervision and into these house parties where there really is no supervision. There's no licensed bartender there to tell them, you've had enough, or to call them a cab to get home. And it's basically, for 19 and 20-year-olds, essentially prohibition, where you're pushing everything underground where it's unregulated. I mean, I think we've seen that students are going to drink, and Lord knows, alcohol on campus is not a new thing. I certainly partook in my time, but it does seem to be getting worse.
Well, do you think this is going to strike some people as counterintuitive? Kids are drinking too much, or kids, people 18 to 21 are drinking too much, so let's lower the drinking age?
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially why it hasn't been changed, but I think what you're having is people grow up and they don't know how to drink. We're just kind of throwing them out into the world and saying, here you go, be adults. But I mean, I think at some point, they actually have to learn how to be responsible and be in public and drink. And as I said, they're doing so in places where, it might be, I have to drink as much as I can, because if I leave this house, there might be no chance for me to get my hands on alcohol anymore. So they try to drink as much as they can, before they get to the Badger game, and then you end up with the situation like we've had the last couple of weeks. And of course, I use the example of the woman at the University of Iowa game who blew a .341 and was arrested trying to run onto the field and was live tweeting her arrest. So
and tweeted that she was going to get .341 tattooed on her,
right? Because it was so epic.
So epic. Well, you mentioned the university presidents. You wrote about the Amethyst Initiative. Well, what is that, and who signed on?
That's an initiative where a bunch of college professors got together and they decided, look, this isn't, whatever is going on here isn't working. We need to do something different. And they are in favor of lowering the drinking age. Duke University and Dartmouth and Ohio State, some big universities like that have joined on. I couldn't find any universities in Wisconsin that have joined that. But yeah, I mean, they're kind of railing against the quote unquote clandestine drinking that goes on campuses, and I think they'd like to be able to take more responsibility for the drinking that their students are doing. So here on the UW-Madison campus, if they were able to serve alcohol to students, 19 and 20-year-old students on the terrace, for instance, you wouldn't have students get ripped at home and then show up and cause trouble while they're there. So I think that's kind of the impetus for for why they want to, you know, rethink all of this.
But why, I mean, going back to the 80s, we had the, I think it was the 80s, the National Minimum Drinking Age Act at the federal level that kind of strongly pushed states to take up the higher drinking age. What was the impetus for it back then?
Well, back then people were worried about, you know, drunk driving deaths, that too many students were on the roads, too many young people were on the roads. But in large part that was because you had different laws in different states. So, for instance, in, I think, Illinois, I went to a 21-year-old drinking age in 1980, while it was still 18 here in Wisconsin, which, I mean, to me, even an 18-year-old drinking age seems kind of weird, because in high schools you had, you know, kind of these roaming parties in during school in these parking lots, since some seniors were 18 years old. In 1983, they moved that up to 19, but still you had the problem where it was higher in Illinois. So you'd have all these kids driving over from Illinois just to drink in Wisconsin, and they'd getting in their cars and driving back, which caused a real problem. That was kind of the impetus for the feds to kind of say, okay, well, we need an across the board drinking age, and they made it 21. The Mothers Against Drunk Driving was very active in that at the time, and President Reagan had said he opposed it, but changed his mind and signed it into law. And Wisconsin fought it as long as they could. Governor Tony Earl at the time said he was against it, but the lure of losing $7 million in federal money got to be too much, apparently, and so he eventually signed it into law in 1986.
Well, on a related topic, we posted this question on the Central Time Facebook page. James wrote, in answer to should Wisconsin lower its drinking age, he says, only if the national minimum drinking age law is repealed. We can't afford to take the hit on federal highway funds otherwise. Talk about how, if Wisconsin changes the age, what's at stake, what we could lose.
Yeah, well, that's what the law did. It withheld federal funds. It essentially blackmailed states into changing their laws. The state could change it if they want, but they would lose 5% of their federal highway funding in the first year and 10% for every year subsequent to that. You know, I've heard proposals where, and I think it's a pretty good proposal, where for 19 and 20-year-olds, you have either make it part of their driver's license or have a separate, you know, quote unquote drinking license, where if you pay money and take an alcohol safety course and of course absolute sobriety on the roads, that you would be able to drink in the state. That would mean that the people that want to come over from Illinois as they normally would, you know, if you're underage from Illinois, then your home state laws would apply to you. If you're underage and drinking in Wisconsin, you'd be able to present your card and you'd be in the clear. I mean, obviously not if you're drinking or if you're driving, but just if you're drinking. So and some of the revenue from that, I think, would be able to make up some of the revenue lost by the federal government. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, do we want to live under the laws as we want them, or are we willing to be blackmailed by the feds? And, you know, that's something we have to decide.
We'll go to the phones now. We have Pat on the line in Green Bay. Pat, hi, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am a child of the 18-year-old drinking age.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we started drinking a lot earlier than that. However, I lost my oldest son to alcohol. Excuse me. And this, to take and raise it because people don't know how to drink, I'm sorry, but we as parents need to do a better job in bringing our children up so that we don't have these problems. And I'm not sitting here and I'm not saying, you know, we need to teach our kids how to drink, but we need to teach our children the responsibility behind alcohol. It's a huge responsibility.
Pat, thank you for your call, and I'm sorry for your loss. His point, I think, it really doesn't matter so much what the drinking age is if we don't teach the kids responsibility if they're drinking legally or illegally.
Right, and I'm sorry too, Pat, but essentially I think what we're doing is we're taking kids who are 18, 19 years old and kind of throwing them out into the world without any parental involvement, and they're having to figure this out on their own. And, you know, they are drinking right now. I mean, it's not like I don't believe more students are going to start drinking because the age is lower. I've never heard anybody say we shouldn't drink because it's illegal. It's illegal, so we shouldn't get caught, essentially. So I just think there's a more responsible way to do this.
Time for one more call before we go to news. We've got John with us in Windsor. John, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a unique perspective since I had the two 21-year-old Swiss gentlemen that stayed with me for the last 2 weeks, and they've been drinking in bars since they were 16, wine and beer, and they're just appalled at what goes on in this country. In Switzerland, there's a 0.05 blood alcohol rate for driving drunk. There's a no tolerance there. You know, kids are taught responsibility. And I'll tell you, the other thing that the guys were saying is that, you know, the big thing in the United States is we don't have mass transit here. Kids in Europe, what they do is if they go out, they make sure that they're taking mass transit so they're not driving drunk and stuff. And, you know, I think that that's one of the big things that's wrong with our system as well, along with this whole binge drinking culture that we grew up with.
Thanks a lot for the call, and Christian will give you a chance to respond after the news. I'll remind people now, Christian Schneider's with us. He wrote a column in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel saying, hey, it may be time to lower the drinking age in Wisconsin.
And what do you think? Should Wisconsin lower its drinking age? Why or why not? And do you think lowering the drinking age would help get rid of the college binge drinking culture? You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our discussion now about lowering the drinking age in Wisconsin. That's what our guest is advocating. Christian Schneider is a columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Do you think lowering the drinking age might actually help the binge drinking problem at colleges and among other people in that age range? 800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Before we get to more calls, Christian, just before the break, our caller was saying, hey, he heard the experience from some 21-year-old guys in Switzerland. They'd been at bars since 16, earlier drinking age, but they did enforce those a lower blood alcohol limit. What do you think?
Right. Here in the U.S., we have we're one of maybe just a couple that have a 21-year-old drinking age, and people are more hands-on there in teaching, you know, kids how to drink and how to be responsible. I mean, it's amazing to me, and one of the things that I mentioned in the column is that, you know, at age 18 we expect so many things of these kids to be an adult. We, you know, you can get married, you can sign contracts, you can serve in the military, you can to steal a line, you can buy a shotgun, but you can't shotgun a beer. So at 18, you're an adult in all these respects, just you can't sit down and, have a drink. So, I think we should expect our kids to be, our young adults to be adults at that age.
Back to the phones now. We have Joseph with us in Madison. Joseph, hi.
Hi.
What do you think about this?
I have a unique perspective. I am a student from the local tech school to the UW-Madison, and as a result, I spent my first 2 years of college living with my parents. And while this was kind of inconvenient, it meant that I actually had relatively easy access to alcohol. I can drink with my parents in Wisconsin, and sometimes I would do so. But I didn't drink very much. It was under controlled circumstances. I might have a beer with my dad, but nothing big. And when I got to the UW-Madison, I was horrified to see people who would go from the dorms where they could have no liquor at all, would go to a house party and would drink more in one evening than I would in 3 weeks. I would go to events. I would have a drink beforehand at home and take the bus. Other people would be outside shotgunning a bottle of whiskey.
And do you think the drinking age being 21 is a contributor to that?
I think so. As you suggested, it creates a scarcity culture. When something is that unobtainable, when people get access to it, they massively overindulge.
All right. Thanks a lot for sharing your story, Joseph, and nice to have both perspectives, the home life and at UW-Madison. Christian, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. You're probably not going to find a whole lot of people shotgunning whiskey in a bar where there are, you know, bars have to be licensed, and they could lose their liquor license if anything like that were to happen. So yeah, I agree with that. I think people do a lot more drinking when they think that, you know, they're going to have to get it done, you know, all at once, in order to carry them through most of the night.
Thanks for the call, Joseph. We'll go now to George in Kenosha County. Hi there, George.
Hi.
Well, good. What's your take on this?
I'm a child of the 70s. The arguments that the gentleman is using are the same ones that were used to change the 21-year-old law to 18. And I drank. As I got older, I joined the fire department in Kenosha County. And we could count on going out 4 or 5 nights out of the week in accidents that involved drunk teenagers. The stretch of Highway 83, south of Highway C to the state line in Kenosha County, used to be called Blood Alley for all of the accidents and fatalities that involved Illinois kids getting drunk in Wisconsin and driving back to Illinois. I don't think it's a good idea. When we had that kind of freedom, we abused it.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call, George. Christian, what do you say to that?
Yeah, that was one of the main arguments used when Governor Tony Earl at the time opposed the 21-year-old raising of the drinking age. He said, you know, I'll support it as long as, I oppose it as long as we can keep the kids from Illinois driving up to Wisconsin to drink. Meaning, you know, I'll oppose it as long as we can make sure that the drinking laws of Illinois apply to the kids from Illinois. And I think there are ways of doing that. I think, you know, if you're an Illinois resident, it doesn't apply to you. As I mentioned before, you know, if we had like some kind of verified drinking license for kids 19 and 20 here in Wisconsin, if you didn't have one, if you weren't a Wisconsin resident, then it wouldn't apply to you. And I think we can slow that down.
So if I'm 19, I'm from Illinois, I show my Illinois driver's license at a Wisconsin bar, as you see it, I'm out of luck. No drink for me.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for the call, George. We've got Eric with us in Milwaukee. Hi there, Eric.
Hello.
What do you think of this?
Personally, I, as someone that's of the age, I'm 28. When I turned 21, I had a DUI, and there's a lot of reasons why people do want to lower the age so that when people hit 21, they don't just start binge drinking. I believe that if there was some sort of a program implemented, especially maybe the last year of high school, where these kids would get a full education on drinking, what drinking does, and then maybe get some sort of a learner's permit, a drinker's permit, if you will, so that way there was a certain amount of allowances based on an education rather than just getting these kids right at 21, where people end up dying or getting extremely hurt. And I understand the opposition when people say that, you know, the trickle-down effect, if you bring it to age 18, then younger and younger kids that are hanging out with these kids will might be able to do so. But really, that's going to be the case no matter what it's at. 16-year-olds are going to drink if they have the opportunity or whatever. But if you think about the education trickle-down effect as well, if these kids at age 18, 19, whatever it is, are going to start actually educating themselves about what it means to drink, how much their bodies can actually handle, and so on, we'll probably end up seeing a lot more positive effects versus negative.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call. Christian?
Right, and that's kind of what I've been talking about with a drinking license. It would be contingent on taking some kind of education course, understanding what drinking is like and being responsible. Plus, it would help make up some of the revenue that would be lost from the federal funds. When I was 19, 20 years old, I certainly would pay $100 or whatever for a drinking license if I had to take a class. And again, it would keep the out of state kids from coming in here and drinking.
Christian, you've written this piece, but what would it take politically to get the ball rolling and lower the drinking age in Wisconsin?
For the entire legislature to be drunk, perhaps. I don't know. It doesn't seem very likely. It's funny that when you talk to people, you get a lot of support for the idea, but I don't know that there's a lot of the political will to do something like this. So, I think it's interesting to talk about, but I'm not holding out a whole lot of hope that it happens.
Christian, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Christian Schneider. We've been talking about his column, Lowering the Drinking Age, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We've got a link to that on the Central Time Facebook page.